You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio, from tea to green, we've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the US Open Golf Update, brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Sunday ahead of the final round of action from Chambers Bay, and we're set for a really exciting finish with four players vying for the lead. Sam Norris here on the podcast, and joining me on the line to preview the final day's action is Jamie Spence. How are you, Jamie?
Yeah, hi Sam. Yeah, good, thanks. Catching up with the golf this morning. I stayed up as late as I could last night, and what a finish by Jason Day. Quite incredible performance from him.
Yeah, absolutely. Struggling with vertigo as well this week.
Yeah, he looks dizzy all the way around, really. Even when he finished, you know, he sort of stumbled off the golf course, backing off plenty of shots, trying to gather himself. But he came back in 31 shots, which was fantastic. Birdied three of his last four holes. Four under par for his last nine. So it couldn't have been affecting him that badly. But again, it takes a lot out of you when you're up there in contention in any tournament, let alone a course like this in the US Open.
Yeah, absolutely. But he's got to be a strong player for this tournament, shooting a 68 even while he wasn't feeling at his best.
Yeah, that's right. And he's been challenging for majors, hasn't he, now for about 3 or 4 years. He's been right up there, and but he really struggled to even pick the tee pegs up at some point there in his back nine. So it's incredible how he finished. I mean, he was 28-1, wasn't he, yesterday, starting the day?
Yeah.
We sort of all discounted him, me included, because of his issues. And if he wins this, it'll be similar to when Woods won in 08 at Torrey Pines with a broken leg.
Yeah. He shares the lead, of course, going into the final round. He's on 4-under along with Dustin Johnson, Brandon Grace and Jordan Spieth. And there's three shots back. Louis Oosthuizen, Cameron Smith, Shane Lowry and JB Holmes are all 1-under par. We'll run you through the betting now for the US Open tournament outright winner. Spieth is 2-1. It's 11-4 about Dustin Johnson. 130 for Jason Day. 6-1 Brandon Grace and 22's bar. Of this front four, Jamie, who do you think's best placed to win this?
Well, Jordan Spieth, the same price as he was yesterday when he shared the lead with Patrick Reed. He fell away yesterday with a 76. So, yeah, not a lot's changed really regarding Spieth. He looked a little bit agitated, I'd have to say, yesterday with some of his shots and on the greens. I watched the first nine holes. He just looked a little bit out of his comfort zone. We're used to seeing him so calm all the time, but he wasn't yesterday, and that doesn't bode well for today. He did mention the 18th hole on Friday evening, saying what a dumb par 4 it is and it's a better par 5. He does have a point with that. Not a lot's changed. I don't know. 2-1's not great value for me because I just think it's on a course like this. We've just seen so many shots which look really good and they go to about 30 or 40 yards away all of a sudden. So, yeah, I think if I'm going to start all over again and bet again, it probably wouldn't be with him.
Okay. Of the other market principles then, where would your cash be?
Well, I tipped Shane Lowry yesterday 50-1 each way. He's now gone down to 33-1. I look at Jason Day. You could say at the top four there, I would have to go with Dustin Johnson. I thought he seems to be relishing the experience. I said at my first podcast, this does remind me of Whistling Straits. So they played the USPGA a few years ago where Kymer won, and Dustin Johnson was banging there the whole time. And I just think out of those top four, Dustin Johnson will be the one to prevail. Although I think Louis Oosthuizen at 22-1, three shots behind. He's had 266s back-to-back. He's obviously playing this course like nobody else. He was 9 over par in the first round at one point, and here he is. He's got a chance to pick up his second major, and he's come close to the Masters before as well, past Open champion. So I think at 22-1, Louis Oosthuizen will give you a good run for your money. But at the top four, I like Dustin Johnson.
Okay, then Dustin Johnson at 11-4 then for Jamie. We'll take a look at some of the two balls now then. We'll take the last four out and we'll start with JB Holmes and Shane Lowry going out round about 25 past 10 our time, hopefully. It's 10-11 for JB Holmes, 15-2 the draw, 11-10 Shane Lowry. Pretty tightly priced up in the market, Jamie. Can you separate them?
Well, Looking at the last four, I would actually take out the Lowry and Holmes game because it's too difficult to call, and I'd probably put in Matt Kuchar at 4-5 to beat Charles Schwartzel. If I had to pick somebody out of the Lowry and Holmes game, it grates me a bit, but I'd have to go with JB Holmes. But as I say, I'd rather put in Kuchar at 4-5 to beat Schwartzel.
Okay, fair enough then. Just talk through that that Kuchar marker then. It's Kuchar 4-5, 15 to the draw, and 5-4 for Carl Schwartzel. Why Kuchar there?
I like Kuchar, especially on a course like this. He's too over par. I think he's too far back to win. I fancied him at the start, but I think he'll come through today and have a decent score. Schwartzel's been moaning about the course all week, but he's still in there. But I do fancy Kuchar in that match.
Okay, fair enough. The third last one then is Cameron Smith versus Louis Oosthuizen. 13-8 for Cameron Smith, 15 to the draw, 8-13 for Louis Oosthuizen. You've already mentioned here he could be a decent each way bet at 22-1, but he's coming against Cameron Smith, who's been one of the real stories, in from 500s for the tournament, yeah. Now 66s.
Yeah, it's an incredible story for Cameron Smith, but I don't like backing odds on, but I think in this particular situation, I think Oosthuizen, you know, if you want to put him in an accumulator like this, I think he's a sound bet. He's got experience on his side, and when you're playing in these sort of conditions under this sort of pressure, you've really got to go with that. And I think it'd be a difficult day for Cameron Smith.
Okay, Louis Oosthuizen 8-13 in that two ball. It's Jordan Spieth versus Brandon Grace next. 4-7 for Spieth, 15 to the draw, and 7-4 for Brandon Grace. Absolutely no surprise to see Spieth so short here.
No, it's not. But Grace played well yesterday. Started off really well. Ended up shooting level par 70. He's a good player and he likes links golf, Brandon Grace. So I think this one will be tight, but I think Spieth will shade it.
Okay, then Spieth at 4-7. The final one then is Dustin Johnson versus Jason Day. 5-6 for Johnson, 15-2 the draw, and 6-5 for Jason Day. What are your thoughts here?
My thoughts are beware the injured golfer. But I just, you know, I think this could be the bet of the day, the whole thing, really. Justin Johnson to beat Jason Day. But, it, you know, worries me. Jason Day, sometimes when you're not feeling your best and this, that and the other, it tends to take the pressure off you because all you're concentrating is getting through the day. So it's dangerous to oppose him. But I don't know, that price seems very, very good to me for Dustin Johnson.
Okay, fair enough then. If you were to take Jamie's selections then and bang them in a fourfold, Matt Kuchar, Louis Oosthuizen, Jordan Spieth and Dustin Johnson, that's returned 7-1. Play the Yankees as well. Just before we wrap up then, can you remind us please of your best bets for the two balls and your outright tournament pick at this point?
Yeah, the two ball Yankee would be Kuchar, Oosthuizen, Spieth and Johnson. And outright, I fancy a little tipple on Louis Oosthuizen at 22-1. But if you want to go for one of the shorter prices, it'd be Dustin Johnson at 11-4 to pick up that US Open trophy.
Okay, thank you very much. There we are then, the thoughts of Jamie Spence, head of the final round from Chambers Bay, the 115th running of the US Open. Remember, we'll be covering every shot that we can on William Hill in Play Radio this evening, so do join us for that. Thank you very much for joining me on the preview, Jamie, and I hope you enjoy the action tonight.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Sam. Set your alarm clocks.
Yeah.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.